74 degrees and some sunshine at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets on this Tuesday. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have higher prices across the board. We're working with China better and think that they will start buying more beans again and more other things also. So even after yesterday's big move up, we're up another 7 today, and November's at 10:41. We had 43 3/4. Tighter supply of corn and wheat in the world has those going higher. Corn's up 3 at 4.24 in the December. Wheat for July at 5.23. We're up at 5.20 1/2, up 13 1/4. China is coming through with some things that seem to think that we will get along better and get the details worked out on our trade agreement with them. But it does include buying a lot more stuff from the U.S., including beans and maybe even some corn, and then the wheat supply worldwide being tighter, pushing things higher. Again, higher prices across the board. July corn up 2 3/4, 4.05 1/2. December 4.23 3/4, up 2 3/4. July beans up 6 at 10.31. They've been up 11. The November's at 10.39 3/4, up 6. They were at 43 3/4. And July wheat was up to 23 1/4. We're at 5.19 1/2. Higher prices across the board on good usage, smaller supplies. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you very much, Pete. Appreciate that update. A couple of the other notes for you here on this Tuesday. Yesterday morning's export inspections report showed 1.528 million metric tons of corn shipped in the week ending May 17th, down about 3% from the previous week, but almost 30% higher than this time last year. Corn planting progress was reported by NASS as 81% complete through Sunday. That's now matching the average pace and just 1% behind last year. Crop also shown at 50% emerged, moving ahead of the average of 47%. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, exports in the week of May 17th were just under 894,000 metric tons, 28% larger than last week and 170% above the same week in 2017. U.S. producers now 12% ahead of the average pace for soybean planting progress at 56%. The crop also 26% emerged. Normal pace is 15%. Let's take a quick look at current conditions here in the WILL listening area. Kind of a warm and muggy start to the day, but that humidity should drop down as the day moves on. Right now we're at 74 degrees here in Urbana, relative humidity at 73%, and a wind out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. In Danville at last check, 70 degrees with calm conditions. In Charleston, Mattoon, 72 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Rantoul, 73 degrees, some clouds, and a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Let's take a look at that forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 81 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will drop down to a low of 57 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, a high of 82 degrees, a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60, and for the day on Thursday, mostly sunny, a touch warmer with a high of 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.